Hi, I'm Terry Britt, and welcome to the Worthiness Quotient. I am so glad you're here because I'm about to share something with you that changed my life, and I really believe it can change yours too. But first, I have some questions for you. So have you ever felt as if you're living on a hamster wheel, as if you're trying to get it right, do it right, trying to be the best to win love, success, and happiness? Have you ever felt that way? And what I mean by that is think about your relationships. Do you ever find that you give and give and give and you just can't receive the same kind of love in return? Or maybe you don't have a relationship at all. Is that you? And you think, well, if I just do this right, if I act this way, maybe that perfect someone will show up. You know what I'm talking about, right? So you feel this emotional angst of being on that hamster wheel. If it's not your relationships, maybe it's your career. Do you find that you work really hard? Oh my goodness, you just can work so hard at your job and you feel like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to break through these glass ceilings? Have you ever had that experience? And then what about your health? Is your health good? Do you feel like you're vibrant and alive, or do you struggle feeling as if, oh, I'll never feel really good? And then, there's the question of money. Oh my goodness. This is a big issue for so many people. Do you ever find that you just don't seem to have enough, that you're just making it, okay? Or maybe you have money show up and then you give it away, or you have lots of money come and you feel like, I've got to hold on to it. I've just got to keep working so hard and keep doing it right, or else it's all going to slip away. Do you see yourself in any of those things? Because I can tell you, I have experienced all of them, all of them. And what I'm here today to tell you is that there is a kinder, gentler way when you raise your worthiness quotient. And what I mean by that is when you open up to receive, your worthiness quotient is how open you are to receiving love, nurturing, and support simply for who you were created to be. And when you do, you tap into the kinder, gentler way. But let me tell you, I teach what I had to learn because I lived on that hamster wheel. I mean, my whole life as a young person, I was raised to be good, to do the right thing. So I said, well, I want to be seen, heard, and valued. So I went out and started trying to win everything and to be everything, to make the best grades. And what I discovered is that I was miserable. I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel peaceful. I didn't feel joyful. I didn't feel connected. And I never felt enough or as if I belonged. This hamster wheel made me feel so angry. That's my MO. When I feel down and out, I go to anger. That's just who I am and the way I was created. So I felt angry all of the time. So much so that just months prior to winning Miss USA 1982, I actually tried to beat up my boyfriend. Can you imagine? I just wanted him to love me the way I wanted to be loved, or at least the way I thought I wanted to be loved. And I was so angry with him. They would have probably voted for me as Miss USA if they had known that. I lived on that hamster wheel. I did it in my television career after Miss USA. I felt like I couldn't break through my glass ceilings. I had a good job. What's now the E Channel used to be Movie Time. I was the news anchor, but it was a new company at that time. And I wanted something bigger. I wanted something better. I wanted to make more money, and I couldn't break through my glass ceilings. Of course, this just brought more emotional angst to me. I was like, I just want a break. I just want to get ahead, even though I'd won Miss USA. It was when I became a wife and mom that I really discovered I had some major issues because I was angry. I, once again, was on that hamster wheel trying to be the best wife I could be, being the best mom I could be. And I found myself taking my pain out on my family, and I knew this wasn't loving. I knew that I was causing a lot of pain and suffering in my family, so I made a decision to heal. I made a decision and said, no more. I'm not doing this anymore. Well, that's when my world opened up and I stepped onto a spiritual journey as a spiritual healer, as an intuitive healer, as a coach, being able to see people's blocks and understanding what was keeping them from receiving the life and the love that they wanted. I finally got to the bottom of it. And as I did that, as I really did that for myself, oh my gosh, my whole world opened up. My family shifted, my relationships got better, my health got better. Oh my goodness, I can't even begin to share with you the miracles and the abundance that began showing up. And it, you know, it's interesting, as a Miss USA, you think you know what you're here to do. And I never knew what I was here to do, okay? I didn't. Most of people talk about world peace, and I was talking about drinking beer and dipping skull in the back of a pickup in the top 12 interview at Miss USA. So, you know, it was just not in my mindset. But as I've walked this journey and have been studying energy and studying why we don't receive and why we suffer over the last 20 years, I found my calling, and it's to help you understand why you struggle and why you don't receive. So let's talk about the worthiness quotient, okay? Because it is the key. What I've seen and what I've gotten from my divine downloads in meditation for many, many years, and by working with people from all walks of life, I mean every walk of life, television executives, coaches, healers, doctors, moms, nurses, dads, I mean everybody, right? So as I've worked with these people and then in my own life, I see that most of us would like to think we're open to receive, but we're really not. We're not open to receive. I hear people say, well, I'm doing so many things, but yet they're not open to receive. So let me dive into this with you, because I want you, beginning today, to start receiving. I want you, beginning today, to know that you are empowered and that you are worthy and that you can lead a life you love. That's what we want for you today. So let's do this, okay? So your worthiness quotient is how open you are to receiving love, nurturing, support, and guidance from the universe and from God. I call it God, you can call it whatever you want to, but it's about opening up and being supported. It's about being nurtured. And most of us are not truly open to having that kind of abundance in our lives. And the reason is this, is that because most of us were raised in families where we were told to be good. You have to do it this way, you have to do it that way, kind of like what I was doing with my kids, and I saw that I was creating more problems for them. Well, most of us were raised that way. We were raised to be good. So think of it as we were raised to perform, okay? We were raised to perform. When you perform, you're actually sending a message out into the universe that says, I am not enough. I am not worthy. I don't matter. I'm not of value. And I can't be seen and I can't be heard. Well, that feels awful, doesn't it? When we imagine that we're sending that kind of message out into the universe, and it's because of the vibration we're holding. See, your worthiness quotient is based in the vibration that you hold. Now, we know that we're 96% energy, and that our thoughts create feelings, and our feelings emit a vibration. But here's the deal. You may be thinking, oh my goodness, I'm worthy. That's your conscious thoughts, but your subconscious thoughts might be saying, I'm bad. I don't deserve love, or there's something wrong with me. And if your subconscious thoughts, which are running 95% of your life, are sending out a vibration that says this is who you are and that you're not enough, then you're going to attract things to you that feel like punishment. So every time you emit this vibration, you're going to feel as if life is hard. And we don't want that, right? We don't want that. So when we hold the vibration of I have to perform to receive love and nurturing and support, we're actually keeping ourselves at a low worthiness quotient. Now, we want to get to a high worthiness quotient, right? So we want to imagine that you're trying to get over here. You're moving from this low worthiness quotient to this high worthiness quotient. And to get to this high worthiness quotient, You want to be open. You want to be in a vibrational state that says, I am worthy, right? I matter. I am of value. I am worthy of being seen and loved and nurtured. And then at this high vibrational space, you attract that kind of energy to you. So this is where we want to go. But because most of us have been raised in families that say, that tell us, be something different, act a different way, do something differently, we're actually told that we're wrong for being who we are. So we're holding this vibration that says, I am not worthy of receiving. So as we get over here in this low worthiness quotient and we're holding these beliefs that say, I am not worthy of receiving simply for being me, we emit a vibration that attracts things to us that feel hard. So what do? We work that much harder. So we're staying on this hamster wheel thinking somehow or another this hamster wheel is gonna get us past this, when in reality, it's keeping us at a low worthiness quotient. I hope this is making sense to you because it is so profound when you look at it. I know for me that as I started looking at my life and I made a decision to heal, one of the things that I said is I am going to love myself unconditionally. I put my focus on unconditional love. Well, that meant I had to stop performing, right? Well, boy, let me tell you, when you start making that decision, you can feel really guilty. Yeah, I could have said, I'm treating myself as if I matter. I am treating myself as if I deserve to be seen, heard, and valued. But because I had been raised that it wasn't okay to receive, that you have to work yourself to death to receive life's rewards, you have to be really good, then I felt guilty when I did receive. And oftentimes that's when everything would flow away from me, that would just fall away. So if you want to get to a high worthiness quotient, you want to let go of guilt, you want to let go of shame, and you want to say yes to loving yourself unconditionally. Now, what I see over and over again is that our society, our world says, prove your worth, compete, get ahead, fight to get ahead. You gotta win. And we're all suffering, right? I mean, we're really seeing it right now on our planet. So we want to stop this cycle. So that means we have to step off of the hamster wheel. We have to say, no more performing. No, I will not perform anymore. I'm going to love and honor the way I was created. And then we have to let go of the guilt, okay? We have to let go of the shame, because even though you may be saying, yes, I'm going to honor and love the way I was created, if you're holding this vibration that says, I am not worthy of receiving, or it's wrong to receive, you're gonna stay over here in this low worthiness quotient. So to move across this divide and get to a high worthiness quotient where we really attract wonderful things to us, we have to let go of the subconscious beliefs that are ruling our lives. And I'm sure if you've done any healing work, you know that subconscious beliefs are key, right? We have to dive in and see them. We have to clear them out energetically. We have to clean up those blocks. But I want you to understand that as you do that, okay? As you do that with every step that you take to clear out blocks, then you are saying, I'm choosing to love myself. I am choosing unconditional love. And it is this unconditional love that moves us across the divide of lack and into a high worthiness quotient. I know for me, when I was raised to be a good girl, I equated being good with being loving. And that if I was loving enough, then I would attract all kinds of abundance, or it would be given to me, right? It wasn't that I was attracting, it was that it would be given to me. Well, even though it was given to me, this goodness was separate. I was separated from who I am, okay? I know that I was separated from who I am and the way I was created because I was performing, and that's why I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel nurtured because I wasn't being me, right? I wasn't being true to myself. But here's the key. When we perform, which is the number one biggest reason, trying to prove our worth is why we don't receive the abundance that we want. But when we say no to that, and we say yes to loving ourselves and saying, I deserve to be seen, heard, and valued. I deserve to be loved. And when we take action steps to do that, we actually move into alignment with God. See, I was raised that putting God first was putting myself last. But when you love yourself and you give yourself permission to let go of all that need to perform and to be good, you actually align with God. So when you move into this high worthiness quotient, you're aligning with God. And in that vibration, in that energetic field, you emit this energy of love and joy and peace. And then you attract things to you that feel amazing, that put you in a divine flow. But you have to be willing to stop the performance. It is the reason we are all suffering. We're all trying to prove our worth and we have to stop it. So I want to help you understand that when you're walking this path, every time you stand over here and you continue to perform, or you get in the shoulds and you're saying, I should do this, I should do that, or I need to do this, I need to do that, you're actually laying down your crown. See, you have this God-given crown that is amazing because you're divine. You help make up the body of God. And in your divinity, you are worthy of all the abundance the universe has to offer, right? But every time you perform, you put down your crown. You say, oh, I'm not worthy of this. I am not worthy of having this kind of love. I have to suppress my light. I have to suppress my voice. I have to hide. I have to be good. I better not rock the boat, right? Oh boy, we better not rock the boat. So every time we do that, we put down our crown. We put it down and we send out a message that says, nope, it's not my turn. It's not my turn to receive. As I shared with you, when you do this, you start spreading your emotional angst to the people around you, and they watch you and learn. Whether you're a parent or whether you're a student, it doesn't matter. People watch us. They feel our vibration, they watch us, and they take on the belief that this is what's okay. So when we are living at this low worthiness quotient, we're actually hurting our friends, we're hurting our family, we're hurting the whole planet, because we're not showing them the possibilities. We're not showing them that there's more. See, it's our purpose is to be the light. It's to be a messenger of love. It's to be a messenger of abundance. When we stay at a low worthiness quotient and continue to perform, we're saying no to that. And we keep our planet at a low vibration. And right now we need a high vibration more than ever. So one of the ways that you can start paying attention to your worthiness quotient is by paying attention to your outer world and how you're reacting to it. For me, my anger was my place to go, right? I mean, I knew that if I was getting angry and then other times sad or depressed or feeling hopeless, I knew that my worthiness quotient was not working. If I was reacting in any way that wasn't loving, kind, and peaceful, I knew that I was suffering and I was disconnected from God. I was not putting God first. I was putting my ego first, trying to win love and approval. And the only way that I was going to stop this craziness and keep drawing things to me that felt like punishment was to say no more. I'm putting God first in my life and I'm choosing to love myself unconditionally and raise my worthiness quotient. So I want to invite you to think about your life right now and where are you reacting, okay? Because so if we attract things to us, then our outer world is a mirror to our inner world, right? Because whatever we're seeing, whatever we're experiencing is holding the vibration that matches us. So if we're reacting, it's because we have a matching picture to what's going on in the outer world. Most of us think that the outer world is happening to us when in reality, it's happening for us so that we can see where our worthiness quotient sits. So I want you to just think about that for a moment. Where is your worthiness quotient right now? Are you feeling angry about something? Are you feeling hopeless? As we talked about earlier, is your life on a hamster wheel? Are your relationships struggling? I mean, where are you in your life right now? Can you absolutely 100% say, I am worthy, my life is flowing, it feels beautiful, it's wonderful, and why am I even here? Because I don't need this conversation. Can you say that? If you can, then God bless you. I'm so happy for you. But if there's anywhere in your life that you're struggling, now is the time to say, yeah, I'm ready to look at this. I'm ready to see where my worthiness quotient sits, and I'm ready to raise it. See, this is how I started changing my life. I started looking at how I was reacting to my kids, how I was reacting to my husband, and how I was reacting to people in general, and realized that every situation that showed up in my life was an absolute gift. It was a gift and an opportunity for me to say, okay, if I am reacting and feeling any kind of lower level energies like shame, guilt, judgment, blame, anger, any of those things, resentment, hopelessness, depression, if I was feeling any of those things, then that means I'm out of alignment. I'm not in alignment with God, and it's time for me to shift. So I started seeing everything that way. And it was so amazing because then I didn't feel like a victim to life anymore. I felt like, wow, life is happening for me. It's not happening to me. So that's where I want you to get today. We're about to do an exercise. We're going to help you raise your worthiness quotient, okay? We're going to help you bring it up right now. But I want you to think about in your life, as I just mentioned, where are you suffering? Where are you suffering? Think about that. Are you angry about something? Are you sad? Do you feel a little bit resentful? Do you feel like you have to compete? Do you feel like other people can have a voice or shine their light, but you can't? Do you feel as if you speak your true feelings, you're going to just rock the boat so much and people are going to judge you? Is there one specific situation that is coming up for you right now? If there is, we're going to dive in and we're going to shift it and raise your worthiness quotient right now as we speak. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to get grounded and clear your energy. And then I'm going to take you through this process so that you can begin to see how you have the power to shift your life every single day. Okay, you have the power. You have the power. Your life is, you have to think of it as a walk of love, that in every moment, things are showing up to take you deeper into loving yourself, claiming your crown, and raising your worthiness quotient to abundance so you can attract things that match that energy. So if you're ready to do this, let's do it. So I want to invite you right now to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And release. Take another deep breath. Hold it. And release. So I want you to imagine the crown of your head. Imagine it opening up. And as you open it up, your whole being opens up to receive, and say to yourself, I give myself permission to receive love, nurturing, and support. And breathing through this. And as you do, imagine the light of God, the light of love coming from the highest points of the universe and bringing it into the crown of your head. And you right now are immediately shifting your energy. You're immediately raising your worthiness quotient. So allow this light to flood into your face. As it comes into your face and as it settles into your forehead, say, I give myself permission to know my truth. I give myself permission to know my truth. Bringing that light now down into your face, relaxing your jaw and your neck. And as it settles into your neck, say, I give myself permission to speak my truth. This is a huge act of receiving by speaking your truth. Yes, breathing into this. And then allowing that light to go down your shoulders and down your arms and out your hands, allowing the palms of your hands and your fingertips to open up and release anything that you're holding on to that says, no, you can't speak your truth. No, you can't know your truth. No, you can't receive. Let it all go. Surrender right now. And then we're going to come back from the shoulders and we're going to go down into the heart space. And as you sit in this heart space, I want you to just say to yourself, I give myself permission to love myself unconditionally. Yes. I give myself permission to love myself unconditionally, to let go of all guilt and all shame. Feels really good, doesn't it? And then let's bring that light down to where the ribs meet. Feeling the energy moving through all of your organs. Every cell is awakening. And as you move into the space where your ribs meet, say, I give myself permission to be the authority of my life, to let go of other people's approval. Breathing into this. Oh yeah, it feels really, really good. Allowing your energy to soar. Breathing in and then bringing this light down through your organs, washing all of your organs and settling in right below your belly button. And as you sit here, say to yourself, I give myself permission to feel everything, to be passionate, to be alive. Yes, 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 yes. Feel that energy saying yes. Feel it exploding. Let everything open up. Let all the darkness drop down. Feels really good. That was a bird that just ran into the window. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you heard that. So let that energy. This was a wake up. This was saying yes. So when we have a message like that come in, pay attention. The bird is saying, fly. This is where you begin to fly. When you let your feelings come to the surface, when you say yes to passion, this is where you fly. I love how the universe sends us messages. And that was a message that I was shown to give to you right now, that birds say fly. This is where you begin to fly. And then as you bring this light down into the base of your spine, say, I give myself permission to move forward and to fly. I give myself permission to move forward and to fly. Oh, that feels so good. So let this energy now move down your legs, releasing anything that you're ready to be done with. Let it go out of the balls of your feet, dumping everything out and just sending it down to the center of the earth. And now feel yourself that you are so full of light, that it is now overflowing from the top of your head and it is moving into your aura, the energy field around you, and that aura is extending out beyond your fingertips as you extend your arms out on either side of you or in front of you, behind you, above you, and below you. And just feel that energy washing your aura, washing everybody else's information, everybody's opinions, everybody's approval, washing it down right now, and you saying, yes, I claim my worthiness. And let all that energy go down to the bottom of your aura, and then imagine opening it up and sending it down your grounding to the center of the earth. Breathing into this, and you are so, so awake right now. You're so connected. You're so vibrant. Feeling your worthiness coming up. Just feel that. Okay, feel it coming up. And sit in this for a moment and just breathe. Feels so good. And so now that you're connected and you're clear, let's look at that thing in your life right now where you feel like your worthiness is not happening, where it's either low or maybe a little bit low, but not really where you want it to be. So I want you to think about something that is causing you emotional angst. And feel the feelings, okay? I want you to feel the feelings. Breathing into this. Feels really good, doesn't it? And you breathe into it and you start acknowledging what's going on. And I want you to allow those feelings that are happening now to take you back. So when did you feel something else like this? So maybe you're mad at someone and you feel like they never hear me. Let those feelings take you back to that youngest point in your life where you did not feel heard. It could be that you didn't feel seen or whatever's going on in your life. So just feel the feeling, because remember, this is what's being emitted and the vibration is coming from it. So we want to feel the feeling and get to the bottom of what is causing this feeling. So let yourself go back further and further and further, as far back as you can remember, where you felt the same feeling. Allow yourself to go back. And what was happening in that situation? What was happening? Was someone judging you? Was someone giving you a hard time? Was someone telling you that you were not worthy? Were you doing it to yourself? What is the belief you took on in that moment? So just ask yourself, what is the belief I took on? Or you can visualize the little kid inside of you, sitting in front of you, and say, what is the belief you took on? What is the belief you took on? Breathing into this. Let all that emotion come up. And I want you to visualize a huge rose. And this rose is like a vacuum cleaner, and it's pulling all of this energy, all of the emotional angst that you're feeling, you're pulling it into the rose. Let it all go. Let everything come up. If you find you're struggling, visualize opening up your crown so that you can really tap into your higher consciousness. Allow yourself to be in a receptive state right now, not in a grasping state, but in a receptive state. What is the belief that you took on? What is the belief you took on? And now recognize that whatever that belief is, if it is causing you pain and suffering, it is not the truth. It is not the truth. So I want you to imagine that that belief is done. So bring that belief and put it into a rose. Put it into a rose. And now send that rose and send it out into the universe. Just blow it up like confetti, like it is, like we're celebrating, okay? Because we're celebrating that we got it done and we're releasing this energy. So send that energy out, blow it up like confetti, and we're sending back to the universe with love. So feel your body right now. You've acknowledged what was going on in your outer world, right? And you've allowed the feelings to take you deep to the past, to what was hurting in the past. And you've now released it. So breathe into this and just say, yes, I give myself permission to release this energy. Even more so, you can imagine draining it down your grounding, just everything pouring out off of you, all the energy where this belief affected your life and it had you so emotional. Imagine every cell of your body opening up and that energy just pouring out, pouring completely out of you. Everything is draining and you're getting lighter and you're opening up. It's like every cell is opening up and you're saying, yes, I am worthy. And as you sit in this space and you're claiming this for yourself, I want you to say to or ask yourself, what is my truth? And the way we do this is we're going to call back your soul, because as that being, that little kid, or whenever you saw yourself going back, You lost a part of yourself. It's like you took a chisel and a hammer and you went boom and you chiseled it and you made it just fly off into the ethers and you forgot who you are. So right now, let's ask to bring back that part of your soul that you lost, that part of your soul that is saying, yes, I am worthy. Yes, I am lovable. Yes, I matter. So I want you to imagine as your eyes are closed and you're sitting here and you're saying, yes, I give myself permission to do this soul retrieval. As I want you to imagine that coming down in front of you are words, or a word, it doesn't matter, that is your truth. Maybe the word is joy. Maybe it's playful. Maybe it's abundant. Maybe it's worthy. Whatever it is, let that word come down in front of you and just see it in front of you. And let's put it in a pink balloon, a beautiful pink balloon, and let this balloon have a magnet in it and let that word come right in there and sit in that balloon. And let's draw any other words in that hold the energy of what you separated from. So what else are you ready to bring back? Is there something else? So bring that energy back. Let it come down from the universe and float into this balloon. What is that word? And let's do one more. Is there something else that you separated from? So bring that energy in. Bring that energy in and put it in that balloon. And if you're grasping, again, open up your crown, take a breath, surrender into this. This is not about grasping, it's about receiving. So let that energy come in to the balloon. And now I want you to imagine this balloon is sitting in front of you and there is this beautiful bridge. You can even see it as a rainbow that comes into your heart. And this balloon that is vibrant and pink and sparkly is now moving in to your heart space. And as you feel it, you say, yes, yes. And you feel that energy exploding in your heart. And you say, this is who I am. This is who I am. And you feel that energy like a starburst going into every cell, going to the top of your head, to your fingertips, to your toes. And you say, yes, 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 this is who I am. This is who I am. And you feel that energy exploding into your aura and into your grounding, releasing anything that said, no, this is not. You're letting everything go down. And you are saying, this is who I am. This is who I am. Breathing into this, it feels so, so good. It feels so, so, so good. I want you to just turn up the volume on your worthiness right now. And wherever it sits, if you were to imagine a knob in front of you and maybe it says 50%, I want you to turn it up to 100% right now and just say, yes, 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 yes. This is who I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this healing. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for my outer world showing me what was yearning to be healed within me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for this healing. I'm so grateful for this love. And as you sit in this space, I want you to now ask yourself, and you can ask the little kid inside of you if you want, or you can just check in with yourself and say, as I stand in this truth, where am I being called to take action? Where am I being called to take action? Because here is where we move into really saying I matter and I'm worthy. This is where we really move into that high worthiness quotient. So what are you being called to do? If you felt like you didn't have a voice and you couldn't speak your voice, maybe you're being called to go speak it now. What are you being called to do? Breathing into this and now visualize it as done. Saying, yes, I am worthy of this. Yes, I matter. Yes, this is what I deserve. Yes, I am saying, I'm taking a stand for this today. I am saying yes to this kind of love. Breathing into this and feeling the feeling as if it's done, that you're celebrating and that you are feeling at such a high worthiness quotient. You are feeling so abundant and that the world is mirroring this back to you. So breathe into this one more time, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this gift. Thank you for this healing. I'm so, so grateful. And when you're ready, you can come back into this space. Ooh, feels pretty good, doesn't it? So what I want you to understand is that when you commit to unconditional love and when you say no more to performing, and then you take a stand for loving yourself and you really call back who you are, letting go of beliefs that are running your life and are emitting the vibration that says, no, you're not worthy. As you do all that and you love and nurture yourself into abundance, you become a leader of love. You become the change you want to see in the world. And this is what happened for me, is that as I continued to do this and started seeing everything as a gift and an opportunity to go deep within to love myself and really heal the beliefs that were shutting me down to abundance and to feeling fulfilled and connected and loved, as I let go of them, I became a pioneer for my family. I mean, everything changed. Everything changed. This is the power that we have when we become leaders of love. And that's what happens, is when you raise your worthiness quotient and you commit to this daily of loving and nurturing yourself and taking action through really inspired action by going within and saying, what's my truth and what do I need to do to love me? Okay, what do I need to do to nurture myself into a high worthiness quotient? Wow, that's when life gets good. That's when the miracles and abundance show up, and that is when you become a leader of love. So, how are you feeling right now? I hope you're feeling really, really wonderful. If more emotions are coming up, that's okay. Just honor that and remember that we always want to honor the emotion. We want to go into the belief. We want to release it. We want to say yes to a soul retrieval and then really up our vibration by taking action. Feels really good. So I want to offer something to you, because our worthiness quotient, we have a main worthiness quotient, and then we have areas in our life where maybe we have a high worthiness quotient and others we don't. Maybe your career is a high worthiness quotient and your love life really sucks. So I have this quiz that I want to invite you to take. It's called the Worthiness Quotient Quiz. And you're going to answer a series of questions. And then in the end, you're going to get a report about where your worthiness quotient is and then the areas that are suffering, so that you can really become aware of, oh my goodness, I'm performing. I'm trying to win love and approval here. I'm really struggling here, or I'm not allowing myself to be loved. I'm not allowing myself to receive. So it is a game changer when you can see this and walk away with this knowledge that, oh, okay, I didn't even realize this was a blind spot for me. I really need to pay attention to this and up my game on my worthiness quotient, pay attention to my outer world and see what's going on, and then dive within and love and nurture myself. I think of it as being the divine parent to that little kid inside of me, that as I love and nurture her, I move into a high worthiness quotient. As I treat her as if she matters, as I listen to her and ask her what she needs to feel loved by me, I'm sending out an energetic message that says, I'm worthy of being seen, heard, and valued. And as I listen to that and take action, I move into that high worthiness quotient. And because I'm running that high vibration, that's what I attract to me. And miracles upon miracles have happened in my life as a result. So I want to offer one more thing, is if you are ready right now to just dive in, you know, go take the quiz, but if you really want to dive in and raise your worthiness quotient, I have this incredible, incredible program. It's called The Worthiness Quotient, Claim Your Crown, Lead a Life You Love, and it is all digital. It's 6 modules that you can do weekly or whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. And the whole idea behind it is that I'm going to take you deep within the subconscious mind to clear out the issues and the beliefs that I have seen that shut us down to having a high worthiness quotient. And it's going to help you really become a master manifester, so that you can co-create at a high worthiness quotient and attract things to you where you lead a life you love. So I'll give you just a quick overview of the session. So the first session is called, what is it called? I just went blank for a second. Oh, creative power. I'm so excited about everything and about this healing. I'm still feeling the energy. So the first session is called Creative Power. And this is where we power up, really giving ourselves permission to dive in and see where we're blocking our voices, where we're blocking our ability to feel and to express. Because again, we have to be able to say what we want. We have to get really clear on that. And then we have to be able to emit the vibration of what we want to create. Because when you're not creating what you want, maybe you've been doing some of this work and you're not creating what you want, it's because where you are is not matching the vibration of what you're wanting to create. So here's where we're going to really lay the foundation for that. The second session is called Intuition and Higher Wisdom. And here is where we really clear out the beliefs and where we block the, you know, we put on a veil so that we don't receive our higher guidance. Because if you want to move into a divine flow, you want to be clear and you want to be open and receptive to receiving guidance. And let me tell you, when I started doing this, this is what changed my life so much. It was by loving myself. I was putting myself on a high vibration, and then I was opening up to receive and allowing myself to get guidance. This whole Worthiness Quotient program was divinely guided. It's like, whoa, everything that I've been doing has been divinely guided. It's not something I thought of. It's brought me into my purpose. So it's so, so cool. So the third session is called Truth. And the truth is we're really going to look at how to see your truth, how to stand in it. And we're even going to dive into this play box to start seeing some of the things that maybe you don't recognize about yourself that are so, so cool. The fourth session is called Forgiveness. And as I talked about earlier, if you have shame and guilt, if you're carrying a low vibration, those are the two lowest vibrations. If you're carrying those and you don't know it because you haven't forgiven yourself about certain things, then you're going to stay at a low worthiness quotient and life is going to feel like punishment. And we don't want that, right? We want you to get out of that punishment mindset. So here we're going to do a lot of clearing there. And then one of my favorite tools of all time is called flipping the switch on your labels. And I have seen people, I've seen their lives change just like that by doing this exercise in this session four. It is so powerful. The next session is called Fire because it's about your passions and really igniting. Remember how when we got to that, to the right below your belly, and we were looking, what we were doing is we were getting into that second chakra, and that's when the bird hit my window over here and it was saying, this is where you fly. So your passions are what ignite your life and really help you fly, really help you soar into a high worthiness quotient. So we're going to look at where you block your passions and really give yourself permission to step into them and follow the breadcrumbs. And then the last session is called Manifestation, because here is where you harness everything. Here is where you go step by step on how do I really harness the energies and become a master manifester. And it is so powerful and some really cool stories. And through all of this, I share a lot of my stories. In this session, I didn't share much, but you're going to be blown away by the miracles and the abundance that have shown up in my life as I've raised my worthiness quotient. So I can't wait for you to hear some of those stories so you can see your own life and see how you can shift it. It is so, so, so cool. So to get that, to get the course, you go to terrybritt.com/worthy. And if you decide to get it, which I hope you will, when you get into the shopping cart in the coupon code, you'll see a little box. Put in the word crown, just C-R-O-W-N, and you'll get $50 off. Also, on the gift, on the quiz, you want to go to terrybritt.com/quiz. So you got terrybritt.com/quiz is going to let you really see where your worthiness quotient sits in every area. And you're going to be blown away when you see this quiz. It's really cool. And then if you want to dive right in and go to the course and let me take you through this, then you're going to go to terrybritt.com/worthy. And there you're going to put crown in the coupon code box to get $50 off. And I can tell you about this course, the way it's set up is you're going to have an intro that is, that's video where you're going to really be able to watch and get some of this information again. And I go into some stories and really let you dive deeper into it. And then each session, there's six modules. You'll have a video at each one. And then under the video, and each video is like 5 or 6 minutes, just as an intro. Then there are three deep meditations that run anywhere from 30 to 35 minutes, and maybe some of them 25. But you're going to go in, and I'm going to take you into the subconscious mind to really do the shifting and the clearing. Underneath each one of those is a box that you can write out your thoughts, your feelings. You can, you know, just go deeper. And so there's three of those in each session. Plus there's a PDF for each session that's going to cover the high points and the homework and some things for you to go further into your healing. So you've got 18 meditations, okay? 18 meditations, and then these PDFs for each one and videos for each one. I mean, so it's a very three-dimensional where you get the full effect from you know, every aspect. So, and you get to do it on your own time, because that's powerful, right? When you get to do it on your own time. So you may say, well, I want to do one session a week, and I'll do, you know, one of the audios on a Monday, the second one on a Wednesday. You get to choose, so you can really break it up. I had this woman send me a message who just finished the course, and she says, oh my gosh, it took me months to finish this. She says, because I kept going back and doing more and more and more, because there was so much information. And she says, I loved how you tied the science and the spirit together so people could understand. And she said her little inner child was dancing in the living room. And then this other woman named Cindy, it was so cool because she took this course. We just brought this course out right at the beginning of the pandemic. And she was furloughed from work. Well, she said, Terry, I was so concerned. Everybody was sent home. She said, I just focused on your course. And she's done a lot of spiritual work over the years. So, you know, it was kind of surprising how this affected her. But she says, I just focused on your course. She says, I couldn't believe it. I carried the whole company. She said business kept flooding in, even though she was at home, and she carried her whole company for the month of April. Is that crazy? Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. So this course is really, really powerful. So if you want to grab it, again, go to terribritt.com, terribritt.com/worthy. And then in the coupon code box, put in the word crown so you can get $50 off. So I just want to leave you with this. You have the power to shift your life. You have the power when you claim your crown, when you say, I'm taking a stand for loving myself. I'm saying no more to performing, because performing and trying to prove your worth is what keeps us at a low worthiness quotient. It is what keeps us from receiving the life we want. Don't be good. Don't try to get it right. Get off of that hamster wheel, because you deserve so much more, and you are so worthy of all the love and the abundance that the universe has to offer. But you have to say yes to receiving it. You have to say, yes, I'm taking a stand today for receiving love in my life. I am worthy of this kind of abundance. So thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. I wish you so much love and light, and just remember that you are worthy. You are. If you ever question that, just know that that is the programming. That is not the truth, because you are a divine child of God. And in that divinity, you are worthy of so much love. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.